the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Hello, it's lovely to be with you this evening. We have got to the part in Exodus 5 and 6 as we follow this big story in the Bible where the Israelites are in trouble. They are in big trouble. Think about what they have been through over hundreds of years as they live in Egypt. The slow generation by generation ratcheting of pressure and oppression, where they are seen as lesser and inferior people in the land they live and work. They have been forced into manual, hard labour, not allowed to flourish, abused because of their ethnicity. The lives of their children have been at risk, with Pharaoh's attempt to corrupt the midwives, and then the terrifying campaign 80 years ago to kill harmless, defenceless baby boys. And now, in these chapters, God gets involved and things get even worse. You are no longer to supply the people with straw for making bricks. Let them go and gather their own straw, Pharaoh says to Moses, after Moses went to Pharaoh, sent there by God. The Israelites were in trouble. The Israelite foremen realised they were in trouble, we read in verse 21. They had to make the same amount of bricks, but in addition, collect all their own straw. I think we are familiar with the concept that some things get worse before they get better. Some medical treatment, for example. Initially, the side effects make it worse before our body can see the benefits that are emerging. Or even something as mundane as decorating or clearing the garage. I don't know about you, but often with me, there's that stage where there is just way more chaos than before I started. It gets worse before it gets better. But things getting worse before God getting involved, now, that's not so easy to take. But that is our passage this evening. Oh Lord, Moses says, why have you brought trouble upon this people? And the answer that God gives is not a direct answer. What Moses gets in answer to this question is God revealing more of who he is. I love how verse 2 starts in chapter 6. God also said, well, it's an incredibly awe-inspiring set of also saids. God uses I 15 times in these short verses. I am this, I have done this, I will do this, 15 times. And at the very heart of God's self-revelation to Moses are these stunning words. I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. I will take you as my own and I will be your God. Last week, Megan said the answer to Moses' question of who am I to go and tackle Pharaoh was not a list of Moses' achievements, but I will be with you. God would be with Moses. This week, the answer to why have you brought trouble upon this people is not a detailed explanation, but a promise of deliverance. I will take you as my people and I will be your God. I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. It's a wonderful answer, but is not direct about this particular trouble, this task of having to collect straw whilst producing the same number of bricks. And when Moses told the Israelites God's answer, they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and cruel bondage. I have a lot of sympathy for them. I think that in that situation, I would have felt exactly the same. The problem was that Moses and the Israelites didn't know God very well at this point in their story. These verses in chapter 6 reveal more about God, the I am who I am, than have ever been revealed before. These are key verses in the Exodus story. God builds on the past. He says, I appeared to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, but by my name I did not make myself known to them. God is starting something new. They are going to get to a new level of understanding. They are going to learn more about who God is and what his name means, despite it being so hard, because it is so hard, through it being so hard. This is the first time in the Bible that God says, I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. And it's so significant. He had previously spoken to individuals and promised that Abraham would be a blessing through his offspring. But this was how it's going to happen, through the birth of a people, God's own people. And like all births, it comes with risks and pain. Once God had taken the Israelites and made them his own, this idea of a people of God becomes the story of the whole Bible. And it's our story too. I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. Our story at Belmont Chapel is that we are God's people. People taken by God, owned by God, his own special possession, through Jesus, who is descended from the very families who are out in the fields scrabbling around for straw to make bricks. I find that sweep of God's care and history breathtaking. Why have you brought trouble upon this people? Answer, the Lord is taking us and making us his people, and he will be our God. This is God's answer to us, whatever trouble we're in. And I think especially as we emerge from this trouble of COVID, as we find new ways of doing things, new ways of sharing God's story, God is taking us and making us together with new disciples, please God, to be his people, and he will be our God. This is our story too. And Exodus is a story of liberation. And liberation is all the sweeter if you have had to make bricks without straw. Liberation by Jesus is all the sweeter when we know how much trouble we are in without him. Time and time again, in the New Testament, we see the link between the rescue of the Israelites and our rescue by Jesus. Colossians 1 verse 13 says, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, deliverance, the forgiveness of sins. For the Israelites, rescue would mean freedom from being slaves, freedom from being slaves to production at all costs. Years in the future, from this point in the story, instead of scrabbling around for every blade of straw to satisfy their slave masters, the Israelites will be commanded by God to leave the edges of their fields unharvested for the poor, in an economy governed by God's justice. That's what God had planned for them. And that's the kind of freedom God is planning for us by making us his people. Instead of scrabbling around, trying to acquire as much as possible, trying to build our own reputation, work for our own comfort, feed our own desires and addictions, we are free and forgiven in Christ, owned by God. But let's not forget, in reality, things got worse before they get better. The Israelites still had to make bricks without being given any straw. In a moment, I'm going to slow down and help us meditate on who God is based on the self-declarations revealed in verses 5 to 8, because they are amazing. There are an amazing set of also saids. But before that, let's just sit for a while with the acknowledgement of how hard it is to make bricks without straw, how hard oppression is, and yet how real it is for many people in the world right now. Ruth is going to help us after my talk to pray for oppressed people. Now I'm going to play a video with music and images to help us understand the feelings that the Israelites and all oppressed people have to contend with. If you're listening online, if you go to YouTube and in the search function type Vigil Project Exodus Slavery, Vigil Project Exodus Slavery, you'll be able to see the video that we're watching now. I hope you found that helpful. Now I am going to read who God reveals himself to be in verses 4 to 8. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the whole people of Israel, the worldwide church today, and me and you. This is going to be part sermon, part meditation. So I'm going to go slower. You can close your eyes if you wish, or turn your camera off if it helps. This is our God's self-declaration to his people. In verse 5, God says, I have heard the groaning. I have heard the groaning. God hears us. Make no mistake. He hears us now, has always heard us, and he hears you now. In the second part of verse 5, I have remembered my covenant with you. God will never break his covenant with you. This is the story of the Bible. This is our story. This is who God is. Through Jesus Christ, we are grafted into the family of God forever. He will never break his covenant with us. Verse 6. I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. God sees oppression. It will not go unnoticed or unjudged. This is who God is. And the yoke of Jesus is light and burdensome. The yoke of Jesus is light and not burdensome. God will bring you out from the yoke you are under. Verse 6 again. I will free you from being slaves. God is a God of freedom. He hates slavery and oppression in all its forms. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Verse 7, God says, I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. This is what God is saying to us as we emerge from the oppression of the pandemic. I will take you as my own people and I will be your God. Verse 8, I will bring you the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham. God kept this promise to give the land to his people. And even though we don't need a land because we have Jesus, one day he will give us an inheritance in the new heaven and the new earth. Verse 8 again, I am the Lord. Moses is not the hero of Exodus. The Israelites are not the hero of Exodus. Pharaoh is not even a very good anti-hero. He exerts terrible oppression on the people, but God just picks him up and shakes him as easily as shaking salt over your lunch. God Almighty, El Shaddai, the all-powerful one, is the hero, even when things get worse before they get better. I hope you found that helpful to go through what God says about himself a little bit more slowly. God promised deliverance and he delivered it. They just had to wait. And God delivers us through Jesus. So I want to end by playing a hymn that says it so much better than I can. If you're listening online, go to YouTube, type in Jesus Lover of My Soul, Abba Ristwith, and just let yourself be uplifted by these amazing words and the fantastic voices. Thank you. God bless. I hope to see you soon.